Halachas da flamer hemer aleph. The Rambam in Hilchos Erevin Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Beis says, if you put the Erev or the Shtufa voice in the tower and he locked it and he lost the key before it turned dark, if he can't take out the Erev unless he makes a halacha when it shmushes, then it's like as if he lost the Erev and it's not an Erev because he can't eat it. If it's mafresh trum smaysa trum gedoyel and he made it nine, that should not be trum until it turns dark, can't make an Erev with it because it's still Tevel, all of Ben Shmashas, and it has to be a Suda that's Rui, Rui, my boy, Yoim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Erevin Perek Vav, Halacha Yud says, put in a tower, and he locked it up, he lost the key. If you can take it out without doing Malachas, because it's not us to do make Ben Shmashas in the place of the Mitzvah, only Malacha. If you put it on top of a Kona or a Kundis that grows from the ground, it's not an Erev, because it might cut it off. And if it was cut and stuck in the ground, it's an Erev. The Ravid said, we say kuntis, not kundis, which is felt of wood that's long and there's a lot of it. And he made a mistake when it says in the Gemara, Talish v'no'atz in, loy talish v'no'atz loy. So he thinks that alakana and kundis, he said it, but it didn't say it only on the kana. We have the Rambam, Matama Mishka Moshe, Perektes, Halacha Aleph says, something that's mechubah b'oretz or it's nailed in with nails, if it's very strong and a zov banged on it, and while he banged on it, he moved the kli, or the food and drink because of his hitting, or if he made it fall, it's tar. If it wasn't kayak strong, it just got shaken around and the Zav shook it, or he made it fall, or he moved it, the kayak with his maka, kelem o'echam ashkam, and it's tam. It's like as if he's mesed because it came from his kayak. The rule is whatever falls from his kayak, a seita is tam, kayak ra'od is tar. For instance, he banged on a tree or a sukkah that's weak, or a ladder, mitzvah that's not kavua with a nail, or on a beam, or a door, or a ramp that's not mechuba with tit, or he banged on a wood, or on a lock, or on a raft, and while he hit it, the food fell, and the mashna came, even if he moved it didn't fall, these are tamah. But if he hit on a tree, or a sukkah that has a very strong kayach, or a tree that has a nail, or a ramp, or a door, or a beam that's mechuba with tit, or on a brick or on an oven, and while he hit it, he moved the keli or echem ashkim. Even when it falls, tar chen kol keyotzbei. The Rambam Erevin Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Beis. He put the air with the shittuv in the tower, and he locked it up, and he lost the key. We already said this one, so we'll skip this Rambam. The Rambam Erevin Perek Vav Halacha Yud, we already said this Rambam, so we'll skip this one too. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simshin Tzadik Dalet Siv Kimmel. If he put in a tower and he locked it and he lost the key before it turned dark, if he can't take out the Erev unless he makes Melacha Benish Moshes, then it's considered as if he lost it, it's not an Erev because he can't eat it. Arachayim Simshin Tuf Tes Siv Dalet. Put in a tower and he locked it up, he lost the key, and Yom or fell a pile. If he could take it out without doing Melacha Deraisa, so it's considered an Erev. And the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simshin Yudal Sif Zion says, a seal of a keli, for instance, a sheet of tevi migdal that the cover is tied with a rope, he could open it or cut it with a knife or to untie its braid. Dafka, like a, if it's not with a rope, a chirtzba, but a wooden handle or metal, you're not allowed to break it and unravel it, because a keli has also been in gomer and stira gomer. Because this, you're not allowed to take off the hinges that are behind the tables if you lose the key. So I'm not there. And shviras and breaking the opening of the box, so I'm not there. Some say it's also, and you can be not there via a guy. Shabbos Perek Chaf Chei Halacha Tes says, any kale that's makpa that maybe it will lose its value, for instance, kale that are muktzah schara, kale that are expensive, it's makpa that it might lose it, you're not on the tata Shabbos, and that's called muktzah schara in case, for instance, a big knife, or the plowshare, or a knife of the butcher, or the sword of those that make shoes, or the carpenter's arrows, or a hammer of making spices, chiyetzeben. Says the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simshin Chesif Aleph, any kelim can be moved to Shabbos except for muktzah schara kis. For instance, if it was a knife of a shechita, or mila, or an ismal of a barber, or a knife of a sefer that he fixes feathers, the makpid not do any other tashmish is in our war on Shabbos, even tzarech mekayim and tzarech guf. And the Rambam says, even if they're inside a sheath with other knives, you're not in a tatlet. Who had then to a hammer of some that your makpid shouldn't get dirty? And the Rambam says, who had then came that a yuchid for business and his makpid on them? The Rambam, Erevin Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph. the Rambam says, you know, I make an erev in that kind of shtuf on Shabbos, only by Yom, Yom Avon, the Ruch Tesh, to avoid Zbein HaShmashas, even though Tzafim and Yom, Tzafim and Halayla, La Olam, the erev or the shtuf has to be found where you can eat it the whole Zbein HaShmashas. Therefore, if it fell on it, a pile, or it got lost, or it got burnt, or it was Truman, became Talmud, by Yom, it's not an erev. Shechach, it's erev. If it's Tzafik, it's erev, because Tzafik erev is going to be kosher. The Rambam Erev Perek Vav Alach Yud Beis, if the Erev rolled out, went out 2 hours out of the Tchum, or got lost or got burnt, or was Truman who came down by them, it's not an Erev. Shechach, it's an Erev. Because the Kenias Erev is Ben HaShmashas. If it's a Suffolk, it's an Erev, because Suffolk Erev is kosher. Therefore, if the Erev got eaten up Ben HaShmashas, it's considered an Erev. Or Achayim Sama Shin Tzadik Dalat Sif Alav says, Suffolk Erev, for instance, Suffolk, if it was around Ben HaShmashas, if not, it's Mutter. Dafkar has a Cheskes Kashas, for instance, left it there and it happened to Suffolk. But if it wasn't in the Cheskes Kashas, for instance, Suffolk was left there or not, it's going to be not. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shin Tzadik Dalet Sif Beis says the erev has to be in a shmash in a place where you're ready to take it. Therefore, if a pile fell on it, you can't take it without a shovel or an axe. Is also the Rambam says the erev doesn't have to be around only in a shmash, so you can eat it when it's vada chashecha, and you have to, you should eat it with shachas b'shabbos. Daf a place where the noyik to be ma'ariv every erev shabbos, but it's better to leave an erev for the whole year in one shot, as we see in Sim Shin Zamaches. Or Chaim Sim Tov Tes Sivav, if the erev got lost or got burnt or it was in ended at Chum and rolled out of the 4 hours, or was Shumar became Tama, but Yom is not an Erev. Shechach, it's an Erev, because the Knees Erev has been a Shmash. If it's Suffolk Kasher, Suffolk Erev is Kasher. Dafka has a Chesed Kasher, for instance, he left it there and, it was, and then a Suffolk happened. But if it didn't have a Chesed Kasher, for instance, it was a Suffolk, it was put there or not, then you don't say this. The Rambam Erev in Perek Vav, Alach Yudala says, whoever who puts his Erev in a place, he has in the Mokum Erev 4 hours, therefore he puts an Erev Tchum at the end of the Tchum and it rolled out of the Tchum, in the 2 hours, then it's an Erev. It's like as if it didn't go out of place. If it went out of the 2 hours, it's not an Erev, because he comes out of the Tchum. Someone puts Erev out of the Tchum, it's not an Erev, because he can't get to the Erev. Says the Ravid, this is the Mishnah, like Rav Loza, that says, Hu Bem Tzoyin, and we don't pass them, we're only like Rav Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tes Sif Hey. Whoever puts an Erev in the place, he has in the place of the Erev 4 amas. Therefore, he puts his Erev Tchum at the end of the Tchum, and rolled in the Dalet Amas is Erev. Out of the Dalet Amas is not an Erev. Erev in Perek Vav Alach Yudalet says, if he fell on the Erev fell a pile, but you know, if you could take it out without doing Melachas Kasher, because if I take it out in a Shemash, which is the time of Kinyas Erev, if it fell on the Gal, the road, once it turns dark, it's an Erev, even though you can't take it out only by doing Melacha. Suffer by doing, if it fell, or Meshach Shech, it's Kasher. Suffer Erev is Kasher. Or Achayim Simon Shin Tzadik Dalet Sif Beis, it has to be the Erev in a Shemash in a place where you can take it, therefore if it fell on the pile and you can't take it without an axe or a shovel, it's also. The Rambam says the Erev doesn't have to be around, only Ben HaShmashas. And he can eat it when it's vada dark. And he should break bread on it Shabbos Shachris. It's not professed to make an Erev every Erev Shabbos. But it's better to make one Erev for the whole year, like we do for Erev HaTzeres, as we've seen in Siman Shin Samaches. Daf Lamed Heim with Beis. We have the Rambam, Hilchus Mikvois Perek Yud Alocha Vav. The Rambam says, a Talmud that went down to Tevel, Safik Tevel, Safik didn't Tevel, even if it Tevel, Safik has 40 Sa, Safik there isn't. Two Mikvois, one has 40 Sa, and one doesn't. And a Tevel, one of them doesn't know which one it Tevel, Safik Tama. Because the Talmud of Cheskas, until you find out the Tevel properly. So to a Mikvah, they measured and they found it missing. When the Mikvah was Shusravim, and Shusiyachid, all the Tars have done with Mafreya Atame, until you find the time when it was Nindan, it was complete. When do we say this? When the Tefillah was a Tumah Chamura, but from like an Avatam, or if you tell them Tumah Kala, for instance, they ate Echon Tumayim, drank Mashkon Tumayim, or Bore Shuru Mayim Shuvin, or Nafla Resh Ruba Shlosh Mayim Shuvin, which is the Yud Ches Dabar. Since all these things are only with the Rabbanon, Suffolk is Tar, as we explained. Even though it's a Suffolk if you tell that didn't tell, or he found the Mikkel Chosser after a little while, Chayitzim, all these fakers is Tar. Says the Ravid, if he was an Avatam, they were Seferim, with the Rabbanon, Sveikai Tameh. Says the Shulchan Aruch Yedei Sim Reish Aleph Sif Ayin Aleph. Tell them that the table is Safik, table is Safik, didn't table. Even the table is Safik, there's 40, so Safik there isn't. Two Mikvahs, one has 40, so one doesn't. Tell them the one that doesn't know which one is tabled, he's Tame. Because the Tame is Rechaskas until you find out he tabled properly. So to Mikvah, they measured and found it less. Whether the Mikvah was a Shusrav or a Shusyachit, all the times are done with a Freya Tame until you find out the time when it was measured and it was completed a Shalom and said Ayin the El Sif Samach, Sif Samachay. Last halacha, the Rambam Shara was Atum Perik Yud Ches Halach Yedal. It says he touches Shusravim someone at night and he doesn't know if he's alive or dead. The morning he found out he's dead, he's Tameh. Because all Tumas we go Kshas Mitzias. If you found him alive at Erev, in the morning you found him dead, then it's a Suffolk with Shusravim, therefore he's going to be Tor, because you have two Sveikas, because you saw him alive the night before. This is the end of Halachas Daf Lamed Hey.